Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Chuck Martin back on the show. Chuck's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 12 years he's been hanging out with us. He's a very prolific author. The Third Screen, he wrote that book when we needed desperately to know about mobile. Also another one, The Mobile Influence, followed up that one. Tough Management was an early one. Smarts, Work Your Strengths. I mean, this guy is really a very smart guy, and he continues to contribute. He's the CEO of Mobile Future Institute, and he's here to talk to us about IoT. Chuck Martin, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Good to be here. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. We've missed you.
Yeah, I've been a little busy.
Well, we're glad you're here. So, okay, Chuck, I have in my fingertips on my phone an app that allows me to control the thermostat in one of my buildings. So I could be in China, and if I think my employees are not working hard enough, I can turn down the heat and chill them up a little bit and rev them up a little bit more if I want to.
That's an internet. Or they can go to the wall and turn it down as well.
There you go. That's an Internet of Things thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Some of the big things that are happening, that's a great example. Some of the big things that are happening are basically remote control. A sort of semi-humorous story recently, actually just last couple of days, there were some glitches for smart locks. Cause people can buy a lock for their door or their small business and then remotely lock it or unlock it. Well, what happened was Airbnb, everyone knows that around
right.
the world, there are people essentially rent out a room in their house. They had a deal for these remote locks, and they all bought these locks worldwide. And the lock maker downloaded an update for the lock online. Unbeknownst to the people, it basically destroyed their locks.
Wow.
So they had to then either take return the lock, which can take 5 to 7 days, which means they have no lock on their door for 5 to 7 days, or just ask for a replacement. That would take 14 to 18 days. So they have no lock for 14 to 18
wow.
days. So there's a potential downside of this remote stuff. And that was not even a hacker. That was really the company that made the locks.
There was a defect. But there was also a hack on a hotel, wasn't there?
Yes, in Austria. That was different, though. That was kind of blown out of proportion from what it really was. What happened was the hotel had smart locks put in with key cards, which people are familiar with as they travel, where you just tap
right.
your key card. And what the hackers did was they got into the code-making technology for the card. So people were not locked in their rooms, but the company, the hotel, couldn't make keys for the rooms anymore.
Huh.
They ultimately switched back to locks with keys.
Regular
keys.
So all right. So people listening might say, well, are you guys for IoT or not?
Me, you mean?
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, I'm the editor of the IoT Daily.
Our stories make it sound like maybe we shouldn't be, right?
Well, what I'm trying to do is point out to the market that it's not going to go A, B, C, D, E. It's going to go A to B, but on the way to A to B, there's going to be this glitch. And what we're doing is we're trying to point out things that need to be fixed to make this stuff work.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of the download, there's got to be – the company is now going to figure something out so that won't happen again. Same thing with the lock maker and the locks in the hotel in Austria. They will learn from that and then use a different system
right.
for their technology.
The people that I know in cybersecurity, the people who are wringing their hands the most, about the future of a major attack, a major assault on us, are worried about it coming through IoT and really having a significant chain reaction. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a valid concern. The reason is they're going to be literally billions, not millions, but billions of internet-connected objects, and these range from a remote doorbell to a door lock to security to thermostats. And if those things are not secure, which happened several months ago, that's where when the internet was brought down to its knees, basically.
Right.
That came through devices like that. Since then, a lot of those devices have been made much more secure, and that's one of those bumps in the road where the people didn't really think through enough.
Right.
Besides the issue of security, though, there's also the issue of privacy, which is totally different.
That's a whole other thing. When we come back, I'm going to get Chuck to talk to us about what are some of the advantages. I mean, how could, that's the thing about technology, it's a two-edged sword. On the one side, we got great benefits. On the other side, we got some exposure. We're going to talk about a little bit of both of those. After this break, Chuck Martin and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.